Good morning, good morning, good morning. So to give you a quick heads up, if you saw my build talk about creating consistent UI, this is fairly similar to that, which I think is why I'm in the small room, which is totally fine. I'm good with it. But if there was another session you wanted to go see and you already saw the build talk or you know what Visual is, feel free to go see that session. So it's all good. Okay. So good conference?
Yeah.
Worth being here?
Yeah.
What's that?
3 years?
Oh, you were counting down, huh? It is really amazing. When I go to Build or Ignite or Techorama, for that matter, or other conferences, you know, you get some Xamarin people, but it's, you know, it's a small crowd. Here, everybody is a Xamarin fan. Y'all are working on the bleeding edge. You're helping us to push the platform forward with your feedback, with your whining. I mean, your feedback. It's all good, really. I was talking to Danny. Is Danny in here? Okay, Danny Ackerman. He was talking to me outside, and he said, at our company, we have a policy of radical candor, right? Which is, I'm not going to try to hurt your feelings, but I'm going to tell you really what I'm thinking, so that we can, you know, get all the purple elephants out in the room, and we can talk through things and make things better, which is something that, what's the animation studio? Pixar? It's if you've ever read the creativity book from Pixar, they talk a lot about that, and I think that's really great. So, having said that, you know, don't try to hurt my feelings, but when we are talking about your products and your stuff, and this is not part of my presentation, this is me just enjoying having a chance to talk to you. I really do want to know what you're struggling with, what frustrates you. I mean, give me the crap sandwich, right? Give me the, hey, this is great, we love this. Man, this really sucks, you know? I mean, we cry about this. I'm gonna go use Flutter. And then, you know, but we love .NET, right? So, you know, just give me the crap sandwich and we'll all be good, and I'll be able to sleep at night and not cry myself to sleep. But I do really respect your honesty and your feedback, and it's really fuel to me. It's ammunition to be able to go back internally to our teams to express and tell your story to the team so that they really understand why things are important. For example, again, not part of my talk. How many of you put code in on appearing? All right, I'd say that's maybe like 60% of the room, more than half for sure. So one of the things you'll notice when you start using Hot Reload is currently today on appearing doesn't get called because it's replacing the XAML, but it's not reloading the entire page. So I think it's important that on appearing gets called, and if they're not gonna call on appearing, they need to tell us where to put our code. because we have initialization code, we have intro animations. My talk after lunch is gonna be about a lot of animation stuff. And so, you know, it's important to know, where's my intro, where's my outro, where do I hook into these things? All right. So, but we're here to talk about design and making consistent UI. So if you're here, you have some level of need, I would imagine, to have consistent UI within your applications. And you spend perhaps a significant amount of time trying to make that happen. Of course, what you get today with a file new experience is you get the default iOS and the default Android UI. Beautiful as you may think it is, it's ugly. So I went back and I was like, oh, I wonder what things looked like. Like, how have companies, what are the trends, right? Because it seems like the consistent iOS Android trend is relatively new. So what were some of the big companies doing back in the day? So back in 2011, when James was a toddler, I don't know why I ever said that in the keynote, but it's so funny, I can't stop. That's what Facebook looked like. There was a lot of differences, and now this is what Facebook looks like. And you can see that there, I think, are actually a lot of similarities in 2011, but even more so in 2019? We're in 2019, right? But there are still platform differences, right? On iOS here, we've got bottom tabs, but they are not doing bottom tabs on Android, despite the fact that that's now native implementation you can use. So they're still at the top, probably using a view pager. I don't use Facebook on either platform, but I think the experience is relatively the same. I check it every now and again just to, I don't know why. But, you know, there's a lot of differences over there in 2011. So I would say that they have been bringing it closer together. They've certainly followed the trend I wouldn't call that skeuomorphic. That's definitely just like bevels and shiny, some gradient over to flat. So that's been very brand consistent. And then if we look at Twitter, so that's Twitter in 2011, quite a significant difference, I think. Between those two. Still, again, iOS with the bottom tabs and Android not using the bottom tabs. Matter of fact, it kind of looks like Android doesn't even support all the functionality that iOS supports. Hey, everybody, come on in. There's a couple seats up here. But I will tell you, I warned everybody ahead of time, this is not very different from my build talk. But then again, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. So could be entertaining. Either way. All right, so that was 2011. 2019, here we go. So very similar. Both bottom tabs, identical. I took screenshots from different places, so one has the badge, the other one doesn't. But very consistent, almost identical. The title on iOS is in the middle. Title on Android is left aligned. But other than that, right, very similar. So there certainly is this trend, and some of the big ones are following it, and I think you're being asked to do the same. It may not be per your preference or even the company preference. It might be per product for reasons. So we want to talk a little bit about that. So as I've interviewed you and others, and as we've done surveys, apparently I'm famous now for wanting to do surveys. I love data. I just want to get all the data, and I want to know what's going on. What we've learned is that about 34% want need the UI for a particular project to be exactly the same. About 56% say, well, not really exactly, mostly the same. And if you put those two together, that's 90%. Only 10% say, no, we're not going to try to unify really anything. And that's probably not entirely true. You still want your colors to be the same. You still want your branding to be the same. So that's what we've been hearing for years now. Yeah. Right. Right. It's what is the design objective of your project is how we phrased it. Yeah. So what is the outcome that you've been asked to deliver? Yeah. And so as we've heard that, you know, in just a couple of quick examples of what you get out of the box to further exemplify what you already know. Out of the box, this is the about page for our sample file new experience. So I did add an entry for further oomph, but you can see the Android and the iOS radically different, especially in terms of font treatment, buttons, the default buttons you get, and then your entries, of course. And so those don't match, those don't match, those don't match. Pretty much the only thing that matches, and perhaps the most important thing, is the Xamarin logo, right? So that's good. Our branding is there. Our branding is consistent, but everything else is different. So when we do have the need to unify everything, we suddenly face the question, and this is a question that I got when I talked to a customer super early on about their design goals and what their struggles were. They said, here's the deal. You know, we go in and we start using styles. And we maybe even do a composite control inside of forms, but when we get to a place where we can't keep going, we don't know where to go next, right? It's like, what's the next level? They may not even know that platform effects or platform specifics or custom renders are things that they have at their disposal. And so they feel like they've hit a dead end, and it's like, oh no, I bought into a stupid platform that doesn't let me do what I need to do. It's, you know, I'm locked, I'm blocked. But that's, of course, not true. We know that, right? We know that you can do everything with Xamarin Forms because it's baked on top of Xamarin iOS and Xamarin Android, and you can go down into that native layer and do everything that you need to be able to do. You just got to roll up your sleeves and make sure that your bill rate's what it needs to be, right? Because you're going to spend a little time. But it's time that you would have spent if you were doing it in native anyway. And if you don't know my background personally, I did Objective-C. I did a lot of things before mobile as well. But I did Objective-C in Java mobile development when those platforms were first coming and becoming a profitable place to do work. And then I adopted MonoTouch and MonoDroid, and it wasn't until much later, almost shortly before joining Microsoft 2.5 years ago, that I started doing a lot of Xamarin work. And it was primarily driven by customers. So I personally, I'm super comfortable getting into the iOS and the Android code, although as the years go by, I start to get a little less intelligent about what's going on there. But anyway, so you know, you've got all these things at your disposal, and so then you're like, oh, you know, this is a lot of work, and which one do I use, and what's the right one? And then you go ask me on Twitter, what's the best practice? And I'm like, I don't know, best practice? You know, the one that works, that's the best practice. No, but I mean, there are things that work better than others and have more effort than others. But we think we can make it much more easy, much simpler. So wouldn't it be nice if we could unify all that nastiness and make it look better by default? So we are introducing Visual. So Visual became available to you in 3.6. And of course, it exists now in 4.0 and 4.1, and 4.2 will start previewing very soon. So let's talk about what Visual is. Of course, what you see here is that a lot more of the UI became unified just by enabling Visual in this particular case. Same app, same screen, just turn Visual on. Now my buttons are the same, my entries are the same. Text is still, you gotta deal with the text thing. And of course, the Xamarin logo is still glorious, still beautiful. So why does this matter? So let's look at a quick example. Who's that? Ed Sheeran? Well, if that's Ed Sheeran, who's that guy? So, this is branding, right? This is, it's not branding, it's actually two different guys. That guy is some kid, don't even know his name. That's Ed Sheeran. So it's this thing of, okay, if they look the same, you think they're the same, and it creates a reaction, you're like, okay, it's the same. I expect the same consistency. I expect his voice to be a certain way. I expect his music to be good. I expect him to write songs for One Direction. Any 1Ders in the room? No? Anybody have kids that you know what that means? All right, that's the more important thing. I am not a 1Der, but I do have children, so I understand what that means. So when I've talked to customers about this, I hear things like this, that our customers are elderly. When they call in for support, they want to know our instructions are consistent. We want to know our instructions are consistent. So you get a very consistent thing. I mean, you have a call center, and you don't want to train people on multiple platforms. I mean, it's hard enough getting developers to necessarily understand multiple platforms. You go to your call center support person, and that's a whole other hurdle, right? By supporting one UI, we can move faster than our competition. These are actual codes. Our company supports many apps, so sharing more code means less burden of support. Less on platforms, less on idioms, less if defs and things like that. And then to get approved by a regulatory body, this is one that kind of surprised me. But there are some cases where the app needs to be the same. And if it's different, that's additional burden to get past those regulatory bodies. And you know, you do one version, and then you're going to do an upgrade to another version, and then an upgrade to another version, and it's a whole thing. So enter the Visual. All right. So a little bit more about Visual. It's a simple API to change the renderer used to render a control at runtime to more closely match your design objectives. All right. So renderers are built to express specific design guidelines. We already know this, right? So by default, the guidelines that you get are the Apple Human Interface guidelines, whom you're not married to, as we established in my keynote presentation, right? Except Frank, and Frank's not in the room, so we're good. The Google Android Holo? It's Holo, right? I had to look this up. I forgot what came before Material. But this is what you get by default. And then, of course, now we have Google Material Design. We have Microsoft Fluent Design. These renderers that Xamarin Forms uses are the base controls for those platforms. And so you are getting a design system by default. You just may not like it, and they certainly don't agree with each other. So how can we make them agree with each other? Simple as this. Visual equals Material, and then suddenly everything looks the same. But let's go look at exactly how we do this. We'll do a demo file new. Does that sound good? and we'll take a look at this. And then I'll talk a little bit about the architecture of how it all works and get me out of the freaking presentation. What just happened? End. All right, cool. All righty. Let's close this one. Let's start over. Why not? All right, we'll do a shell forms app. And I'm doing iOS only because iOS is not Material by default. And you can all imagine that Android looks the same. I'm also on Catalina and running iOS 13, and I updated late last night, so what could go wrong? It's all good. You know what? Here's the thing. I want to grow in confidence, you know? I want the team to know they can trust me. All right, so anyway, visual sample Houston. All right, cool. We'll do that. Get this puppy going. All right, so first thing we're going to do is we're going to do some NuGet updates. So because I like to live on the bleeding edge, I go on nightlies. Anybody using nightlies? It's also so that, yeah, one person. It's also so I can get all the latest stuff. I'm like super greedy. I'm very greedy. I want all the little things. I want all those fixes. All right, come on, baby. There we go. So I'm on nightly. I'm going to take the forms NuGet, of course. And then the other one I want is this new package called Forms Visual Material. Oh, good, that zoomed. So what this package does is a couple of things. On Android, it's going to tell the Android's system, the Android APIs, hey, we don't want that old theming stuff anymore. Use the material stuff. It's not going to provide any additional renderers. We don't do anything other than tell it to do the right theming. But on the iOS side, we are using it. This brings in as a what is it? Transitive dependency. Google's iOS material design components. Right? We did a binding for those. But then, in addition to that, it's bringing over our renderers that do the implementation of those controls. What we found, and I think I mentioned this previously, is that we took Google's package, did the binding, and then compared it to Android's material defaults, and there were a lot of differences. And we're like, well, wait, you know, we're using this for consistency. We want a consistent button. It should use the same sizing. It should use the same corners. It should use the same shadows and everything. So we did a lot of work, and so on iOS, you actually get renderers. On Android, it's more there just to tell the Android project what to do. All right, so we'll do that there. We also need to do the same in the platform projects. Won't it be nice when we improve the NuGet package manager in Mac? Hey, you wanted Hot Reload first. What can I say? And I've been using Hot Reload for well over a month, longer probably, and really, really happy with it. So I'm. Have you guys gotten an email to download the bits yet? That hadn't happened? Sorry, I made Maddie go out to dinner with me last night. All right. Accept. All right, so once this is done, we're going to go in, and we're, of course, going to initialize this in our app delegate and in our main activity, because that's what you do. Make sure the linker doesn't screw you. And if you don't know this, those who have been watching my Twitch stream, some of you have seen this and been surprised, but there is a extension NuGet Package Manager from Matthew Ward? Ward. His last name is Ward. He's on our VS Mac team. That allows you to do more of a Windows-like management from the solution level on Mac. And the thing you have to be careful of is versioning, but generally speaking, it works. I just don't have it installed here because if you were following me on Twitter, you know I destroyed everything last week, and so I had to reinstall from scratch. All right, so did we get the right stuff? We got the right stuff. Cool. So we'll go into our app delegate. Come on down here. We'll do forms. Come on, keep up with me. Oh, I need to do Xamarin. Duh. Formsmaterial.init. All right. So now we've initialized our bits. Let's go ahead and run. Yeah, we got the right thing. Let's go ahead and run. So of course, I haven't applied any visual to my app yet. I'm just going to run the default app, and let's use Hot Reload to make this thing consistent. Come on, baby. Show Android who's boss. I noticed that the voting out at the booth, faster app start. I'm so tired, you guys. Faster app start is dominating, and so everybody's like, "Oh, but what do they mean by faster app start? What do you mean by faster app start? Yeah, quicker. From what time to what time? Like, what are you measuring? This is not my presentation. What are you measuring when you say, I want faster Android app start? You start counting at what? From the time you press it, okay. Until what happens? Until the splash screen is done? Until your screen shows up and you can do something with it, right? All right, love it. Thank you very much. I thought that was very clear. Really, anything in there. The piece that I'm most concerned with, because they're already improving, you saw the numbers, they're improving build, they're improving deploy. Those are the first couple of things that happen when you hit that, when you hit the button. So that's helping, right? That's improving. But it's the bit from the moment the splash screen starts to appear till I can use my screen. Like last week on a particular build, which hopefully you'll never see, it was like 20 seconds, right? Forget that, man. All right, cool. So we're up and running. So the first thing that I want to do is I want to fix a little styling glitch in the template. I know you think we get everything perfect all the time, so I hate to, that's exactly what I wanted. So I'm going to apply it to derive types because, we added these new names to make things more useful in the shell file. And there is a shell talk later today with Shane Neuvel, which I highly recommend you check out. He's one of the engineers working on it. So there we go. Now we've got our styling applying appropriately. Because the thing was, is it's saying that the target type is shell item, but I changed these from shell items to tab bar. And then it's like, oh, I don't know that type. It's a derived type. You all knew this property, right? Apply to derived types, yes? Never seen it before in your life. Raise your hand. All right. I'm done. You learned something. See you guys later. Tip your waiters. Okay. So of course we got this over here. So let's go ahead and goof around with this a little bit. I'm going to remove the styling that is here in the template that makes it look less like it was. So I'm gonna remove that. And then I'm basically recreating what we had previously, right? So I've got an entry. I had a placeholder, favorite Xamarin. Oh my gosh. Breathe. All right, favorite Xamarin PM. It's not a competition, you guys. All right, so everybody see this okay? Okay, so there we go, and it's all the default junk, right? So I can do a couple of things. I can at the control level. Let's do this. Let's copy it so you can see it side by side, right? I can go to this control and I can say, okay, I want you to actually use the material. Crap! Isn't that nice though? You see how it didn't crash, even though I hit save and everything, it didn't crash. So this is a glitch in the preview XAML. IntelliSense. The XAML IntelliSense is way awesome, much better than anything you've experienced in the past, except it does stuff like this. Like I typed MA, close quote, and like I ended up with extra stuff. So I filed it, it'll get fixed. All right, cool. So now you see I got two buttons, one's the default and one's using material. So it's up to you to decide how you want to implement this. It's not an all in or all out thing. It's even per control. Now, let's say that I want to have my whole page inherit this. So I know that this page will benefit from it. You know what I can just do? I can just do that. And there's also this bug. I can't create a new line. It drives me bananas. I mean, radical candor. I whine too. All right, so visual equals material. Cool. So now my whole page is using visual, right? So that's cool. But then if I go back here and then I go here and I go to add, now I've still got old entries back here. I don't want that. I want my whole app to do it. So if I want my whole app to do it, then I go up to whatever is my main page, which in this case, you all know that the main page is the app shell, right? Come on, line them up. There we go. So I can go in here and I can say visual equals material here. It's going to reload the app because I just did the app shell. That's a modal, isn't it? Save it. So you can see that that's there. Of course, I removed, I don't know if you were paying attention, but I removed the visual from the header of that page over here. And then if I come back here, I should have material here as well. I don't. Why not? That's evil. Why didn't that inherit it? Probably because it's a modal. All right, somebody open up GitHub, file an issue, tag Shane. I'm going to imagine that's because it got thrown into a modal and it didn't inherit it. But that's, you know, no big deal. Material. No, not match parent. Material. I need, like, theme music. Can Dave type today? Here we go. Cool? So it makes sense? So let me pull up another app that is one of our demo apps for all this. And you can see all the different controls that are available to you. This one, visual testing. Cool. I already updated this one last night. You can see that we've got visual material here on the shell file. So everything in this app is visual. And I'll show you how you can go the other direction as well as do custom visuals. All right. Does this seem useful? Yeah? Get you there? Cool. So all these different buttons, all these different features, this is iOS, and you're getting that ripple effect on those buttons. That's pretty sweet, right? And of course, we show that you get the icons in there also. And it's a button, you know? The API that you're dealing with is the same button API that you've always been dealing with. You're just saying, give me the visual treatment. And so what we've done on the back end is we've not only implemented the visual look of it, but also the behavior. You get those ripples, and you get the nice little material shadow based on, if you go to material.io, right, you see all of the actual design guidelines. You know, this should be 4 pixels, this should be 6 pixels, and all that sort of thing. And your company may have your own, well, you more than likely do, whether or not your designers told you, you have your own design guides that, you know, they call it redlining, where they, you know, onion skin them over and they say, oh, it's not aligned properly. Has anybody been ever asked to do pixel perfect? Right? And so have you had to sit down next to your designer or maybe get an email with a lot of red in it? This isn't a line, that's the wrong color, it's not shaded properly. Yeah, so I used to live that life. Okay, so we also have activity indicators. Now, here's an example of what you can do with an activity indicator. Where did I put the activity indicator? Whoops, not that one, that one. All right, so activity indicator page. So I could come here and I could say, let's do it like this. I can say visual equals default, and I can opt out of material at that level. Now I get the default spinner, right? So you can go either direction and pick and choose how you want it to be. Now, one other thing I'll show you. So we got all these different things. You got card views. I have found that the buttons and the card views are by far the frame. This is a frame, right? These are by far the most useful things right now. But all these other things are supported. Editors, right? So you can do the multi-line stuff like that. By default, it has this gray background, the editor does. But of course, you can remove that. So we can come in here and we can say, of course, it's already using material. Come on, editor. But I can go background color, transparent. And update that. Now, of course, this is hot reload. It doesn't retain my state yet, but that's something that's coming. It's going to be super awesome when it does all that. So then, of course, you've got entries, which look just like editors, pickers, which get styled similarly, but you get the picker, the platform-specific picker that you want. Progress bars. Now, this is really great because if you've ever needed to control the height of a progress bar, you know that it's virtually impossible, especially on iOS. But with these material controls, now you can do it. So you're seeing animating with height right there, which is ridiculously cool. How much time do I have? Why are they clapping? What's going on? I'm glad they like it. I just want to make sure they're not going to like yank me out. Well, it's lunch next, so nobody's hungry, right? We're all good. Nice. Okay, what else do we have in here? Slider. This is pretty awesome because you also get that nice, you know, the handle kind of pops up at you like that. That's really cool. Does everybody see that? Let's look at it real close. Awesome. And you can click on it and it'll move. Love it. Steppers. I don't know why we did steppers. Does anybody use steppers? Ever. Raise your hand if you use a stepper. Confess. All right. Cool. I'm glad we have steppers. We did this for you. This is for you. Actually, it's funny because Matt Leibowitz was like, we're doing the stepper. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, super easy. Don't worry about it. I'm like, that's fine. And I mean, he hasn't answered me anyway. But then I was like, I've never used a stepper before. And then lo and behold, like a week later, I'm like, I could use a stepper. I use it in Zappy, actually, when you have the ability to move things around. And you'll see some Zappy after lunch today if you come see me. Come visit with me. Okay, so steppers. I don't know what the calibrate screen's all about. Shane has colors here. But I mean, I just don't know what it's for. So this is cool. This is custom renderer. So this is for you when you want to take your design system or maybe your existing library of renderers that are specific to your brand or your company, and you want to package them together in the same way we've done the Google renderers. Now, yes, I'm showing how to create consistent design. The consistency is by virtue of material. It really has nothing to do with visual, right? Visual is simply the API by which we make it super stinking easy to control this yourself. But the unification of design is by the package of renderers, and in this case, it's material. We do have bindings that we're working on for the Fluent library, Fabric. Fabric is the set of iOS and Android components from the Office team. And I'm excited about that, not only because you'll get that kind of consistency for your buttons and your entries and things like that that you use, but they also have some really cool UI stuff for bottom panels and different people views and some special stuff that the Office team has curated. So look for that to be coming. I was hoping to have a demo of that for you this week, but it's not quite there. But I can talk about it because it's all open source stuff. That's what I love about being in the mobile SDKs is I don't have too many secrets. I just had to not be able to talk about hot reload. All right, so what's happening here with the custom renderer to kind of show you how you can do this, let's go look at my solution here. So here's my custom renderer page, and you'll see that I've got a button, but that button is using visual equals custom. Now that could be visual equals Dave, it could be visual equals Samsung or anything like that. That's up to you what that is, and I'll show you how that works. So down here we have a custom visual, which is a class that extends iVisual. And so custom is the name that this is how we know what it is. I could have typed custom visual, but who wants to type all that out? Just type custom, you're good to go. Forms knows what you're talking about. So really the only reason this class exists is to tell Forms that you can use this as a custom visual. Now, in iOS, of course, I have to have a renderer for this, right? So here's my renderer. Let me close down my solution, maybe just maximize this whole thing. Yeah, cool. I don't need all this. All right, but you see, oh, I can't do that. Here we go. So you'll see that, of course, you've seen export renderers before. Everybody's written a custom renderer. Everybody loves custom renderers. You embrace them. You dream about writing more custom renderers. Yeah? No? Custom renderers are great, but they can take some time, right? So of course, we're declaring a renderer for the button. We're going to use the custom visual renderer. That's the class that we are creating here. In this particular case, it's extending the material button renderer, but that could be whatever you want it to be. It could be your own class. It could be a view. You've written custom renderers. You know how that works. And then this is where we tell it which visual style to use. So it's using that same visual testing marker file that I showed you that was iVisual. And here's the custom visual. Now you'll see that it is declared as an array, but currently we're only supporting the one. And I've said this in the past, and I've actually missaid this. In the future, we hope to support like a fallback system where you can declare multiple visual renderers in the order in which you want them to be used. So you could say, I want it to be material, my whole app to be material. But if you don't have material, then default to the fabric one. But if there is no fabric renderer for that particular control, then just use the default forms one. So you can actually declare the order of priority in which you want to use it. That doesn't exist yet, but we've talked about it. The API will work. We just haven't implemented it yet. Of course, we only have one set of renderers, the material renderers, so we don't need it quite yet. But just to give you a heads up, that's something that would give you a lot of flexibility, because not every set of renderers has implementations for every control, right? All right, so this is the renderer. All it's doing is saying, I'm a custom visual renderer. And then, of course, you saw the result of that here. I'm a custom visual renderer, right? Easy peasy. So really not a whole lot to it. It's really, you can think of it as highly opinionated custom renderers that you can package yourself and disseminate to your minions, I mean your coworkers, and share them. Cool? Or not. All right, let's see here. I kind of covered this. I talked about that. That's the Android one. That's the iOS one. What else is left to talk about? Forms material, that's the marker. All right, so visual challenge. How many of you participated in the visual challenge? Couple one. Glenn, talk to me about the visual challenge, my friend. Did you have a good time? Why did you do it? Did you do it just for the monkey? Yeah. So it was a good chance to explore the new feature before it came out to see if it worked. And you created, what was the UI you created? It had animals or something, right? Yeah, the bird thing. So that's why I did the visual challenge, was to give you an opportunity to explore a new feature, to also share that with others. So if you go to the visual challenge, go to this repository, you'll see that there are currently, I think, over 55 pull requests. And of course, if you are familiar, you can go into the pull request and you can clone a pull request just like a branch, right? Because it is a branch. This is my kickoff tweet, and it got a bunch of attention. And then a lot of you, a lot of the community contributed PRs, and it was really great. And there's some beautiful stuff in here. Reproductions of Coinbase, PayPal, Merge Conflict, LinkedIn is up here, Outlook is over here. I didn't do that one. That was one of our other team members. LinkedIn's up there. What is that one? Yeah, anyway, you recognize a lot of these as big apps. So what I asked people to do was take an app that you like and try to reproduce it and see if visual actually helps you. Does it speed you along? Are you doing less on-platform type stuff? Are you doing less need for custom renderers and things like that? And so we got a lot of really great responses. Some people spent an hour, some people spent 4 hours, some people spent several days. And it was really great. So this is a great resource for you to go see not only how people are using Visual, but also see how people have used Shell. Because I didn't promote it, but these were all Shell apps. So sneaky me, now you have a bunch of Shell samples as well from your peers. And actually, I noticed as I watched some live streams of other people doing this, they actually stopped in the middle of what they were doing, came to the repository and said, oh, I wonder how the person that built this did that. There's some cool stuff in here. Ryan Davis has the Qantas app, which we used in several of our blogs and has some nice design to it and things like that. There's like a cut shape in the background, and people are like, oh, how does that shape happen? That's an image in the background. But hey, that's the way it's done, so it's cool stuff. So check that out. That will be really useful to you. So with that, I'm going to quit. Please, if you want to see more of this kind of stuff, I'm always iterating on stuff on Twitch. Follow me there on Twitter. Reach out to me anytime. That's my email. Please email me anytime. Questions. I have time. It's lunch next. Mr. Hall. All right. Well, please, as you use these things, keep that feedback coming. Let us know what's working. If you're like, I don't have a use for this, it doesn't solve any of my problems, here's my problem. Would you please solve this problem? I need to hear that too. So I appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out. And yeah.